See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. So I'm your host, Maddie, and last week we got real in part one, right? About the presence of fear and anxiety in singleness and all those what if questions that creep in. So what if I never got married? What if I fail? What if I'm stuck forever, right? And I mean, just because all of us, women, men, single parents, you know, we've all wrestled with those late night spirals, have we not? But today in part two, we're actually going to be flipping the script, right? Because fear doesn't get the last word. Anxiety doesn't get to run the show, baby. It does not. And we're going to anchor ourselves in what God says about our future. Because here's the truth. When you know his promises, you can face tomorrow with peace instead of panic. Okay? So I'm going to be honest, fear is loud, okay? It shouts worst case scenarios, but God speaks promises, right? And his word always stands. So when fear says you're alone, God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. When fear says you're behind, God says, I make everything beautiful in his time. When fear says you'll fail, God says you are more than a conqueror through Christ. And when fear says you can't handle this, God says my grace is sufficient for you. So when we know his promises, fear loses its grip, right? So I don't know. Maybe you're afraid your finances won't stretch, right? But in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Maybe you're anxious about being single too long, but Psalms 27, 14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. You know, maybe you're worried about your kids as a single parent, but Isaiah 54, 13 says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. You know, maybe you're scared of failing in relationships again, but Isaiah 43, 19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? And guys, every fear has a promise to cancel it. Believe me, you have a fear, go into scripture, you will find something that will cancel out that fear. And you know, the Bible gives us living proof, right? Like Daniel in the lion's den, you know, he could have panicked, but he trusted God's power and peace in the face of death. And if you want to read on the Daniel in the lion's den, go to Daniel chapter 6, okay? And what about Mary in Luke 1, right? A young woman told she carried the Son of God. And fear could have wrecked her, but she said, let it be unto me according to your word. And what about Paul in prison in Philippians 4? You know, he got locked up, but he was still writing, rejoice always, do not be anxious. And he found peace because he clung to God's promises, right? Not his circumstances. So if they could trust God in their storm, we can trust him in ours. And here's why this matters so much in singleness, right? Because fear pushes us to settle, but promises give us patience. So when you believe God's timing is perfect, you won't rush into a counterfeit, right? When you trust that he's your provider, you won't exhaust yourself like trying to hustle in your own strength. When you know he'll never leave you, you won't compromise just to fill the silence. And God's promises aren't just nice words, guys. They are anchors for our soul. So how do we live in God's promises, right? First thing we got to do is we got to make a list of scriptures that cancels our fears. You want to put them on your mirror, on your photo, or on your phone background, wherever you see them, whatever you do when you wake up in the morning, what you see constantly, you want to put them on that. So, you know, you're brushing your teeth. I'm pretty sure the mirror in your bathroom is a good place to start. You know, pray them out loud. Don't just read them. Speak them. Your ears need to hear your mouth declare truth. You know, replace your what ifs with even ifs, right? Because fear says, what if I'm alone forever? And faith says, even if I am, God will still be enough. You know, surround yourself with people who remind you of truth when you forget. And every morning, give your future back to God. You know, fear loses its grip when you keep handling it over. So, guys, you know, my ladies, you don't have to be afraid of being forgotten, okay? God's not late. He's intentional. And to my men, you don't have to be anxious about proving yourself. God already called you worthy. And to my single parents, you don't have to fear raising kids alone. You know, God is your co-parent, your provider, and your peace. So ask yourself these questions. What fear has been the loudest in my life lately? What promises from God speaks directly against that fear? How can I practice declaring that promise daily? And who can I share it with so I'm not walking this journey alone? Again, write it down. Start small. Okay, one promise a day can silence 1,000 fears. So I want to go ahead and close in prayer. Lord, thank you that your promises are yes and amen. Thank you that fear and anxiety do not have the final word. You do. For every woman listening, give her peace about her future. For every man, give him strength to trust your timing. For every single parent, God, remind them you are covering their children. Father, help us to cling to your word, to walk in your peace, and to rest in the truth that our future is secure in you. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And guys, that's part two. You know, fear may knock, but God's promises answers louder. You know, and anxiety may whisper, but peace roars back. And I will see you guys next time on Sacred Singleness. But until then, I want you to hold on to his promises, trust his timing, and remember, your future is already safe in his hands. Until next time, bye. To break all these. To break all these.